Yorda, Benos, Kusim, Shir Zain. By the way, Shushiva continued. Chov of Tam was 8 of Shemim, July 15, 1985, and Monday continued.
So he himself concludes that whenever there is a variance without a masir of Chazal that serves as the basis of it. And so we have to determine on the basis of the law. So what do we say? Variance in connection with the pasuk, a word, a letter that serves as the basis of a being, then we are misaking the mute to figure out. We are misaking the mute to figure out in any situation, not after in connection with the variance in the pasuk that where the masir of Chazal serves as the basis of a certain thing that is rendered by him. So what's the job? So I think now, and I didn't see that anybody should mention that the Rashbo is saying Kamaramiya. And the Achreinim who discuss that, I mean the Postim, who discuss that Shikis of Shemim, Shikis of Yemim. The Aramir is not all the Aramir, it's the Shikis of Yemim. So they mention the Rashbo is a Postim. And the counter, the Achreinim mention that according to Tosfos, so we have to follow our own Maser, regardless in respect to Kalins, in respect to everything. We have to follow our own Maser, according to Tosfos. Where does he say it? He mentioned this is in Shabbos, this is in Nige. It's not explicit in this in Shabbos. All the things in Shabbos says, Ba'avirom Sinsu says, Masir Shalom Reinika. This is what I'm saying, that we have to follow our own Masir in all situations. But that's how the Achreinim assume. And if you look up in Chashai, in connection with all the Chasiras and Masir, the controversial Chasiras and Masir, and the Kalins, and the Potens, and so on, and the Lakshin, so the Chashai says that we pass in that we have to follow our own Masir in all situations, even when the variance is with Masir of Chazal, where the Masir of Chazal serves as the basis of the servant. That's what Mikashai says. Mikashai says it's not our recognition of Sinai, because of course it's true what Mikashai says, but maybe is because of something else, because we follow our own Masir, because we assume, like the Pshat of Hadmetam, so there is no variance. That's the reason. Not because assuming that there is a variance, we still ignore the Masir. I don't know. That's why the Minchashai says that we pass that we have to follow our own Masir, even if it varies. From the Masir of Chazal, even in connection with a variance that serves as the basis of a certain maybe that's not the reason. The reason is because we assume like other time that there is no variance. After all these variances are not necessarily so a variance. The only thing that does appear to be a variance is something in Chazal, something certain, the basis of the being is Kalmas. Is Kalmas? Is this? I don't know. Maybe there is another pshat in knowing Kalmas also. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But this is what the Minchashai says. But at the same time, the Achreinim say that the Rashbo does distinguish between variance in something that served as a basis of the being, and the variance in the Bible. But it seems that the longest is there. The longest. Now, the Aramiri in Dushin does not say the whole Mashiach God in Talmud, the Achit Adin. So then we have to be sacking the new Kutidah. He says we have to be sacking our Torah. Whether it's new Torah, assuming that it represents Torah, our Messiah represents the text of the Rosh Hashanah in all Israel, we still have to miss. We still have to miss. And the Hashbar says the same thing, but why? Because if Chazal passed with a certain view on the basis of their Maseret, so then it means that the Chazal made sure that the text of most of the Torahs in the generation of Chazal, of the Tanoim, if Chazal declared the din of Titophilus, of Kamis, so on the basis of the fact that Kamis is Chosel, the fact that Titophilus is Moray, so it means that Bisman Chazal, or Bisman Tanoim, so the Maseret of most Mateos in those days was in accordance with the Maseo of Chazal. Otherwise they wouldn't have declared that in. So it's in Ivare the Shalom Bichot V'Yagetro, because in other words there's a machlekes between Am V'Noshe and Am V'Naftoli in respect of Seir's Kisim. In respect to many of Tzeres Bissim. So what is it? It's not like a machlekes. It's not like a machlekes, let's say, Rishayim in a certain way. There it's a machlekes in a certain spot. In a certain spot. But here it's not a question of Svara. You cannot use logic. The question is, what is the right Maseret? So when Am Benoshe, let's assume, for argument's sake, I mean, it's not, the Rashbo doesn't say that, but the Rashbo says that many variances, that the number of variances between our Maseir, our Svatos, and the Svatos of Chazal involve the controversy between Am Benoshe and Am. He doesn't say which variances, but let's assume the argument saying that one of the variances which are based upon the controversy between Am and Moshe Ram Aftoli was the connection of Kamis. Let's assume that according to the Maseir of Am and Aftoli, so Kamis was the host. According to Musar, Kamis was the mother. Kamis in the passage of Kitzur Yochim was in it, and according to the Maseir of Am Moshe, it's a chosar. Now for Torahs, it's a chosar. Why? Because we accepted the Maseir of Am Moshe, he won the country. So, not of Am Moshe. So, what does it mean? Am Moshe said that Kamis is a chosar. And Am Naftoli said, Kamis is a mother. Kamis is hot. Kamis is hot. He was sure, Am the Moshe was sure, that the right Maseir, that the Rosh Hashanah in the previous generations, in the days of Chazal, had Kamis a chosa. Am Naftoli was convinced that Rosh Hashanah in the days of the Amoraim, had Kamis in the Pesach of Kisvei D'Yochi, a mole. So the Machlekes was not a Machlekes in their own spot. The Machlekes was in respect to the Ledalme. How were most of the Torahs in the previous generation with in Kamis? So Amram Moshe said to Chosea, and Amram Naphtali said that most of the Torahs in the previous generations, in the generation of the Navoim, so were written Kalneis. Amram Naphtali said Molech, and Amram Moshe said Chosea. So the Machlokes was what was the rov that the Rabbi Lahatim sees man of Mahoyim. Once one was taken for granted that the Rots of Torah in the time in the previous generation was one way, then one is not at liberty to change it, then he'll do not care about change it. But the Machlokes consisted on the question itself, how were the Rots of Torah written in the time of the Mahoyim? Chosea, Omolech. So Amram Naphtali said, Amram Naphtali said Molei, and Amram Moshe said Chosea. Amram Moshe said Chosea. So Molei. Now, so now it's not shaykh to say letters. Now, in other words, let us look up now. We have a question. Is Pachuradaka written with an Aleph, or Pachuradaka is written with a Hey? Now I found out that today, so not only is Spalvin by the Zivatoris Daka with a Hey, but usually most Ashkenazim also, the Rebabichers, they write Daka with a Hey. I didn't know it was, but I found it out. And why did the Rebabichers insist upon writing Daka with an Aleph? Because the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, he wrote that the Daka has to be written with an Aleph. So what does it mean? The Baal Tanya, I mean, he just had a smaller, in other words, he felt that that's the way it was written in most of the Torahs in the previous generation. So he had this reason. But it's not trying to say Machlokes is far. I think that it's not on the basis of Dito that he said Nalev. He had his reasons that for the assumption that in the previous generations most of the Torahs be destroyed or written down. So they accept the psak of the Balatan and they write the Quran. And the rest of the suffering, I mean, in Klal Yisrael, for 100 years at least, or more than 100 years, maybe 200 years. So, why Daka with a? Why? Because they assume that most of the Torahs in the previous generations were written that way with a. So that's the Machlokes. So Mele, he says, the reason, he agrees with the Pesach of the Gemara, that in case of the variance between our Sivat Torahs and the Sivat Torahs of Chazal, if it's not in connection with something that served for Chazal as a basis of the being, we have to follow our answer. But if it is in connection with something that serves as the basis of the deen, so then we have to change our text. How can we change? No, because since we see that Chazal, when we are describing Sadiq, on the basis of the Knesset, so that means that that was their Shalom. That was their Shalom Yehudiyagin for this Menachem. Once we know what the Shalom Yehudiyagin for this Menachem was in the previous generations, so then we have to correct our Torahs. So then there is, so then in our Masir of Shalom Yehudiyagin for there is a gap. Once it is established that in the previous generations, Rots of Torahs, or Rots of Torahs had Kamis Imor. Rots of Torahs Kamis Imor. So we have to change that. So the Rashbam is masking the Torah, but the Ramiel doesn't mention that. The Ramiel holds that if there is variance between our Maseiach and the Maseiach of Chazal in connection with the Pasuk that serves as the basis of the deal, not even I go like a watching brother. It was one delegation of many watching by different things. It doesn't involve any halakhic question. Might have a habit. So, but if it's a connection with the deal, the Maseiach of Chazal. So then, according to the Aramili, we have to correct our Torahs, not just because the Sittatoris of Chazal represented the text of most Sittatoris of Shalom Bikubi, I didn't talk to you in apart, like, I think that the Machlekeh between Aramir and the Rashbo is throwing the Machlekeh's decline. This is something that is, it's a Chiddush. No one said that. I didn't hear it from my brother. But in Gemara in Sukkot Dachon Aleph, I don't want to go over inside because then again I'll have to go over a whole Sukkot there in the Gartel. But it's in, you look it up yourself in Sukkot Dachon Aleph. Now there is Aloha, Elohim Dons, Shoven, Liatzne, Elohim, also in Kabbalah and Gerabi. Rashi says, Ishti Pish, Meshisi, Kalachemi, Rodin Domiat, that's the more in Shachim Basamachmor, it's the more in needed after test. In needed after test, it's also the more in Shabbos that Sadik Zion, maybe it's mentioned in other Mars too. Alright. But many Mars are Shachim Basamachmor, needed after test. Shabbos that's a reason. So there is a machlekes, a basic machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, Gemara says, Kalochem Ma'olim Bameyatsi. Zer Shode is not Bameyatsi. It has to be based upon Kabbalah in Mishim Yisim. It has to be based upon Kabbalah in Mishim Yisim. How about Adam Dichter? How about the Hekish? How about the Holy Kabbalah? How about the Boshets Nakhal? I mean, Ribu Meir Tamil, all kinds of Boshets. Do they require a Kabbalah? Are they analogous to Zer Shove? Or they are analogous to Kabbalah? So, in Sukkot Dachon Aleph, there is an Ekes between Rashi and Zer. Rashi says, that Kalachemia is the only Yalfuse that Odom is not Yatsi. And one should not make a mistake, has to show that when Odom Domi Yatsi without Kabbalah, that means that we today can also be done with Kalachemia. Not only we can be done Kalachemia. I mean, even the Rishayim and even the game couldn't be done Kalachemia. Kalachemia is Moshe Tuchachna Kabbalah, to the Holy Kabbalah. Tesis, you find many times, Esther Tikashis, why don't we get more of the Torah? Why? I mean, first of all, such a Kashi can only be raised by Jesus, and not by any one of us. No one of us has a right to mention such a Kashi. Tesis, you all the growing and you have turned Rashi there, and so you have a right to ask why do we Chazal apply it all to So this discussion is only why didn't the Tanoim done wrong. But we have no right here to do that. And one should not make a mistake, Kalchina, that's very logic. No, I mentioned many times, there are two kinds of Kalchina. There is Kalchina of Lawrence, there is Kalchina of logic. And that's the difference between Kalchina mentioned in the Baisa from Shmuel, that's the Kalchina of Lawrence. That's learned out from the possible of the Yorid from El, how is Alan Shkashyam, and the Medrash Shreshim Shtayim of Chavrez Abim Shavim Shavim Shavim, also mentions Kalachim. But there that Kalachim and the Kalachim are like it. That's a technique of interpreting the Torah. Of anything. So that's logic. But the Kalachim of Kalachim say is most of the Chazal. But Chazal have the authority, have the Keach. The Torah gave them the Keach to deduce the Kalachim. According to second Kalachim, I mean, they didn't know the Keach. The Rishayim knew the Kalachim. But according to certain Kalachim, so the Chachomim had the authority to deduce the Kalachim and the Atma without the Kalachim. But, exactly, even the Tanoim, even the Chachim HaKabor, could only deduce the Alphitzer to the Shabbat on the basis of if it was coupled with the Kabbalah and the Mishnah, according to Rashi, not only Zer Shabbat, but all the Alphitzers, other than Alphitzer, so required the Kabbalah and the Mishnah. According to these verses, all the Alphitzers deem is other than the Atzmah, which means Chazal, except Zer Shabbat. That's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya of Gemara. I think that the Aramiri doesn't mention the whole Mashe Bobi Talmud, the Arafika Dimiki Talmud's Talmud. So, in the Sakin Amirut, which is the Kidenshi Yeh, we are off, but he just says the Sakin because the Aramiri agrees in the Sugya of Rashi. That all the artists, except Kalachim, require a Kabbalah in the Mishnah Sin. So if we see that Chazal applied a certain Chosar or a certain Yesar in a Roshe, so that means that Roshe was not just based upon the Kabbalah of Shalom Pichu Yadim Tzoskin Achdim, upon the Torah's influence in the generation. That wouldn't be enough. It means that Yalfuse was based upon a couple of fish in the beach with the HBC. That they were booking in the Chesed. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to reduce Yalfuse according to us. Except the Yalfuse involved in the but the Chesed is a child, so I cannot even visualize. The Yalfuse is based upon the Chesed. On Kalachimia, it is based upon Xer's assessment. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so except for Kalachimia, every office of the Droshe of Hell, so had to be coupled with the Kabbalah and the Mishnah Sinai. So, in a way, if they didn't have the Kabbalah and the Mishnah Sinai, in respect to that particular person, so they wouldn't have been able to reduce the office. So that's a riot that they had a couple of nations in Sinai. The Talmud was a hostile. It was a mole. The way it is, now it appears. So, the Talmud was a mole. So, anyway, we have to ignore our own Kabbalah. That is based upon Shalabuch of the Abitus because of the Kabbalah of Mishik Kuvim Sinai. So that's why the Aramiri doesn't mention. The Aramiri doesn't mention Misaknes Amin to Tidahov. Whether it's a new Torah, even if we know that Al Masire fits the Hov. Of the previous generations, of false authorities of the previous generations. But if there is a conflict between the Masaira of Shalabitus and the Lesbian in one generation and the Masaira of Mishkutir and Sinan and Saul and Yeshua, so of course that the Masaira of Mishkutir and Sinan and Saul and Yeshua is the Masaira of the plain Jews, of the plain suffering. Because it says both, first of all, because the Messiah of Mishik Kutim Sinan Soh Yeshua was guarded by Chasmid Yisroel, not just by ordinary suffering. I mean, they are the biggest tzaddikim, but can you compare suffering? I mean, the biggest tzaddikim in Tachre Yisrael. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then, the Maseir of Menchik Kibbutim Sinim Sorol Yishua is also Maseir of Shalom Yitzchak. So it's both Maseir. So Mele, so according to the Aramiri, if there is a variance between our Sfatos and the Sfatos of Chazal, the connection with the Pasuk Yetzirah as a basis of the deal, so then we do not even need to concern ourselves with the question, how were most of the Torahs in this man of Chazal? Assuming that most of the Torahs in this man of Chazal, 90% of the Torahs in this man of Chazal were written, Khan is possible. But the Maseir of Mishikibutera Messina Yitzor in Shia declared that Khan is not financially that prevails. So he doesn't say this answer. There is the Rashbo, he agreed with Mishikibutera. And if I'm not mistaken, there is a Rusha Rashbo that says like this. I'm not telling that solution. But that's my impression. That he agrees with Tesis, that only Xerah Shobra requires a couple of drushes. But the other drushes do not require a Kabbalah nation in Sinai, only Xerah Shobra, special halacha, regarding Xerah Shobra. Other offices we have to drush it then, is only Bonatsi, like our Chema. Some Mele, the fact that Chachom, Darsh, is a certain halacha, reduced to certain halacha, on the basis of Kamis being in Ole, doesn't necessarily imply that he had that in Kabbalah of Meshi Kibbutim and Sinai and Sol and Shul. No, he had it in Kabbalah of Cholot Lichov and Yagit Ho, Skin Yachov Yemoloch, Skin Yachov Yemoloch. So it's also in the Vare against Amas. So that will show that words we assume until now that the shite of Aaron ben Moshe is the correct one. So now we see that in respect of this specific chosar or yetzer, so the shite of Aaron ben Naphtali was the correct one. So he still has a mistake, but the difference is the longness is different, but the exact is the same. Exactly the same. And then,
What's the longest of the Rashi?
First of all, the Rashi Boshiti is, like Tesis, that only Zereshadu requires a Kabbalah mission. Other Roshis don't require a Kabbalah mission. So if we see that Chazal used a certain halacha on the basis of a certain chosar of yeser, so it does not necessarily mean that they had that chosar of yeser in Kabbalah nation. It only means that was their maseir of Shalom Yitzchak. That was their maseir of Moshe Matar. That's the way Chazal had it in Moshe Matar. So we still have to change ours, correct ours, to fit their message. Because after all, we come back here. How can we know what is the correct message? They are more liberation than we. But he mentions the reason we sackness and it, because it's still based upon Masire of Shalvach Yagesh. Whereas according to the Rabbi Miri, it's based not upon the Maseir of Shalvach Yagesh, but it's based upon the Maseir of Meshik Uter Maseir and Solish. Either because the Rabbi Miri would agree with Shkesashi, or even if I don't know how the Rav Amir, I didn't look at Rav Amir, I had to look at تعمل سيطاق من شعب السميد I didn't have an opportunity to look at any news. Because I told them the relationship between Russian and Israel is in Sukkot upon Dalai. I didn't have an opportunity to look at it. So maybe there are merely Greek leadership of Russia. And even if we are going to assume, suppose it would turn out that there are merely Greek leadership of Israel, it's still possible. To say that even if we assume like this, the only observation that required the Kabbalah and Mishnah Sinai, and the Toshis don't require the method to be coupled with the Kabbalah and Mishnah Sinai. But where a Toshi is based upon a Chosel or ESR, so then everybody agrees, even according, so then even Tatesis might agree that it requires a couple of missions. It requires missions. A couple of missions. In other words, when it's not based upon a Chosol, yes, then it doesn't require a Kabbalah relationship. But where it is based upon the Chosel and the Yeser, and when there is a variance, let's say my comments. So obviously, whichever is the correct one, there are currently the worship of theorists. How did that mach variance to now the Moshe and down the night, the Nea, arise, originate in the course of the world. It didn't originate out of the blue sky, just all of a sudden. Just now the Moshe woke up one day and he decided that's the sheep. So, now the Moshe probably had a number of stars and they were in one way. And after all, he kind of looked up Minister Torres and they were written another way. So the variance did not originate in one day. The variance originated in the course of the relations. In the course of the relations. And the Shire was, in the previous generations, what was the text the most of us? So Abba Moshe said the text the most of us in the previous generations. One way, Aaron Naftali said the text of most of the Torahs was the other one. But the variance originated long before the days of Moshe. So the variance probably arose in the days of Chazal too. So maybe there was a variance in the days of Chazal too. Once there is a variance in respect to a certain letter, so then maybe Tatesis will also agree that in order to darshin it Roshe, it must be based upon a Kabbalah mission. That could be English. Either because the Neri agrees with Shitas Rashi, or even if the Neri agrees generally with Shitas Tatesis, but where a certain passage involves a variance, so then even Tatesis will agree that it has to be based upon Kabbalah missions.
And according to that, the Rashba would disagree with Rashi and Tosfos then.
What is that?
And according to this, the second Teretz for the Meiri, Rashba
and Tatesis doesn't discuss this question.
Well, assuming that Rashi and Tatesis held this way, then the Rashba still also hold that even if you say it's Teretz, then you wouldn't...
You wouldn't need a Masera of Mishik Mishik.
Thank you.
Now, but then, according to the Rashba, we have to discuss another question. We shall make, according to the Rabbam, we understand the distinction between the variance that involves a deed and the variance that does not serve as the basis of it. Because according to Rabbam, if the variance in Chazal serves as the basis of the deed, then it necessarily means that Chachamim had a Kabbalah in relation to that. But there is nothing else to discuss. Once we know that the Kabbalah in relation to Sinai was this way, so there is nothing else to discuss. But according to the Rashba, so the reason is why we have to be sucking out the doors, to fit the text of the Maseir of Chazal. Because if Chazal deduced a certain deed, so then it means that they had that Maseir of Chazal, that in most of the Torahs that they saw in their days, so Kamis was a mob. So even where the variance does not involve, let's say like Bilaki, if Chazal said something in the Be'agor, Chazal wouldn't say something that is only a theory, a possibility, they're not sure has to show them that they would say such a thing. So if Chazal said in the Be'agor that the Be'agor no some autonomous, it means on one Pelege Shiva, because Pelege Shiva. So they were sure that in most of the Torahs, Pelege is written without you. Without you. So again, we should be mistaken. We shall make contra Adam Miri, we understand. Because according to Adam Miri, it's not on the basis of the Shalvich of Yagetcho Masera in this man of Chazal. It's on the basis of the Kabbalah of Mishikiyotel Mishinah and so on Yeshua. So when is a child to say there is a Kabbalah of Mishikiyotel Mishinah and so on Yeshua if the Chosav Yeser serves as the basis of a certain Yalfuse? So they couldn't tell the Jews that Yalfuse. Unless it was based upon the Kabbalah of Sinai, then that's a chosra, that's yes. But according to the Rashba, it does not necessarily mean that they had a Kabbalah of Sinai. But it means, since they declared a certain halacha on the basis of the chosra Yisrael, it means that they were sure that that was the Maseir of Talabit Be'ahist in Achim Allah. That was the text the most authority, the mayor. So even if you declare something in the mayor, what is it? They just say, Shabbi, you're a mayor, just like that. If they're not sure. So, it's Bol Kayim that if Chazal in the matter said, that mayor action is written Hosea, not Matthias. Because he gave Matanis only to the children of one village. Hold on. So, that was the text in most of the Torahs. So, Shibobos are all. Why does he make a distinction between Divrei Agode and Halacha? That way.
Thank you.
What?
Nashrut.
It's all right, sir.
What is the Rosh Hashanah by? What is the Rosh Hashanah by Divrei Agada? We go Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. We have to follow our Maseya and ignore the Maseya of the Medrash to the Kanya. So, according to the Rashbos logic, the same thing should be true even in connection with the variance that is in the Divrei Agada, not in the Divrei Halacha. What did it look like? Will Chazal make a certain comment if they haven't been sure that this is in accordance with the text verse of most of the Torahs in the Bible? Chas v'shalom.
Which one?
They saw the old moon, Tuigi came to Besdin, and they saw the old moon in the morning. Mizroch is bottom. Mayroch is the other side. So, let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning, they saw the old moon in Bavel, and at 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 p.m., they saw the new moon on the mountains in Elsa. Omar Begum, the movie, Edi Shetan. Let's understand it according to the first Pshat in Rashi, the Rabbis of Rashi, even though Rashi mentions another Pshat. So, why? Because there is a loche, Esrim Yavor Shaore, Nichsesah. That in each particular place, so for 24 hours, the moon cannot be seen. Let's say, now Bobo is Mizrach, and that soil is Maya. So let's say that the old last moment, that what it means is, because the breath of the moon is, you know, first, and later it appears as a thin crescent. How would it? And you have to look very attentively in order to see even a thin crescent. And then, night by night, it appears larger and larger. Then, by the middle of the month, it appears in its full brightness. So, and then it diminishes night by night. And then at the end of the month, it again appears as a thin crescent. And then it disappears. Suppose the moon would appear in its minimum size as a thin crescent. Let's say 5 minutes before 6 a.m. on Sunday, in Bobo. And then at 6 a.m. it will disappear completely, not even as the thinnest crescent, completely. Even on the mountains, you couldn't see a thin crescent of the old moon. So it will take 24 hours before you'll be able to see in both the new moon. So, in other words, when will you be able to see, so he says, Maiseh Oyinu Shachir B'Yishoch, B'Yavid B'Mav, Da'avu Maya. So long as it's 6 a.m., they still saw the old moon in the well, and then 6 p.m., they saw the new moon over in the house is foil. And we have our locher eschin the abo shor nichsis hare. So, I'm going to be shaken. It's a riot. They're false. They're not telling the truth. Tzipas, it's astronomical tzipas. Kishiboli avye tzipu. So first they came into one best, not yet. Rabbi Yechanuri was the rich best and the dead best. He said the Irish Shekhar was not going to be captured. But then they came to Yavne, and the rich best and the Yavne was from Yavne. So he was the captured. Why? Because why Rabbi Yechanuri held that it's impossible? But Ramesh Feinstein gave the psak on the basis of the information submitted to him. But the information is not true. Some of the psak is not so. It's not so. So anyway, here there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and Rabbi Gamliel in respect to the Yerudalma of the Nator, not in respect to the Nator themselves. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri had to say, Shekhar. Astronomical impossible. And Abdamir felt that it is possible. It is possible. Tom Shiboba, Rucho, Tom Shiboba. So it is possible. Kimo Abdamir, they both shine your own with his money, will he put a loy near it? They keep on Abdamir. When he was money in Shlashi, the little Shlashi. The translation is Lord Nira. And Omar Abdes bin Hukenes and the Shekai. Again, there was a Shaila in the Mitzias. Heidach Mehidim Alayisha, the Yodo, Mocha Kreis in the Shekai. It's impossible. One of the Shekai, they saw the old moon at 6 a.m. on Sunday. They couldn't see the new moon at 6 p.m. Suddenly, impossible. Omer Rav Yehoshua, Reya Nizbarach. Rav Yehoshua said, he agrees with Rav Yehoshua. Not in some way. So there was a shayle in Machlekes between two Chachamim, not on the Nator themselves, but on the Yehoshua. That served as a basis for the Nator. In order to ask him again, we have to go to the Yom. We can't ask him, Shiloh, we got to electricity, we don't know how electricity works. So you have to know. We can't ask him, Shiloh, we got to a mayor of Detroit unless you know the streets of Detroit. Exactly how many people go there and where the people are allowed. So, I mean, to tell the nation Einstein, nonsense, I mean, all kinds of nonsense. that no one has the right to walk in the various streets unless he gets a license, which is not so. Let you arrange a bicycle and we'll give you a head. It's a big coat. You know that? So, in other words, so the Machlekes was here not in respect to the Nator themselves, but was in respect to Yudhawne that served as the basis of the Nator. Because many times, not many times, but most of the times, the Nator are based upon Yudhawne. And of course, in ancient times, so when before the discovery of all these things, so not everything was based on so many scientific data, but today everything is based on scientific data. You can cast in Shiloh, in Kashas, unless you know exactly how to make a certain product. You don't know how to cast in Shiloh, you don't know how the product is manufactured. Some mele, here there is machlokes in tzitzis. So when Yeshua said, Rabbi Kandemiri, and Rabbi Simokes, he agrees with him. Now it's not in front of me. Sholach le'adam, really with Nasi, Kizrani olecho, shetobi etzli, b'makricho, b'nisecho, b'makipurim, shechalini, b'chalpincho. You can see that, in all Chinas. You see, because Rabbi Yechanan ben Yuri was not in Kabul Eides. So in other words, so the 30th of the Elul was not declared as Rish Chedesh, so as the first day of Tishrei. So what day had to be the first day of Tishrei according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Yuri? The 31st of the Elul. So then, Yom Kippur, where is Gamliel? He was the Kaddish, he accepted the Eidus. So he was the Kaddish, the 30th of Elul, of the outgoing month, as the first of Tishrei, and middle of the 10th of the 30th, Yom Kippur. And the 11th of the 30th was the 30th of Kippur. The 30th of Kippur, you can walk and you can eat, it's in its way. To eat, and the mitzvah is the Arabic Kippur. And the tree Kippur is also a mitzvah too. So, and of course you can be locher. But, according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Yuri, so he was not in Kabbalah, so the 30th of Elul was not established by him as the first of Tishrei. So what day had to be considered as the first of Tishrei? The 31st is about. So the 10th of the 31st, which according to Rabbi Gamliel, Shita, was at Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yeshua, was Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua to come to Makor Yutamile on the day which according to his own Shita was Yom Kippur. So he was in a terrible dilemma. So he says, he's talking about the Mahazim, which Hanim Kadunko, Holach Motze Rabakibe Meitza. So Rabakibe met Rabbi Yeshua, and he saw that Rabbi Yeshua was everybody. He more he asked the Kash, who was Meitza? So Rabakibe, he observes that Rabbi Yeshua was very upset. So he asked him. So he told him. So Rabbi said to Rabbi Yeshua, don't be upset. You can do what Rabbi Gamliel told you. Why? Because even though you are sure, it is God coming to you that Rabbi Gamliel retorts in accepting dates because Rabbi Gamliel, according to you, Rabbi Gamliel made choice in thinking that it's astronomically possible for him to see the old being in Bobel at 6 a.m. on Sunday and to see the being in Eretz Yisrael at 6 p.m. from night. And that's it. So there were 80 more posts. And So his Kiddush HaKodesh was based on the mistake. But it doesn't matter. But this is the Dalokhe that Rabbi mentioned. That when this is Kaddish HaKodesh, even though the Kiddush HaKodesh is grounded in mistake, but the Eved, it's a fact. In other words, if two false witnesses will come to Beis Din and tell them a certain way, and Beis Din will say, Jewish people, and then it turns out that they were fakers, liars, maybe, they never saw them, so the Kiddush HaKodesh will be Kiddush HaKodesh. Not only that. Even if Beis Din is amazing, I mean, it's inconceivable that Beis Din is amazing, willfully should declare the Kiddush in Kiddush on the basis of false witness. But suppose it is. The end. So, Melee, you don't have to worry about Yeshua. What do you have to worry about? From the real world, you come to the Kiddush. Some Melee, that Kiddush is the Kiddush. Now, from the real tells you, so which day came the first Mishrei? The 30th is of the Algon. Now Gamliel tells you that on the 11th is of the 30th, you should come be Makle be Samuel. It's not in Kippel, it's actually in Kippel. What do you have to worry about? So, Shinema, even Mara Mishem, Kori Kiri, Ashit, Titko Eison. So in the Parashim Meir, three times, Eison is mentioned. So we darshan atem the three times. We darshan atem, even though I mean, of course, it's oisom, that's the tree, but it's atem atu shaking, atem atu looking, atem atu mizim. So it's effectively that. Alright. When is Manishimah Yom Yadishan Koshesh Yom Yisom Yom 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 Bolin said of this in Hokin and Solomon, Bolin of Lodin, Ahab is being shot on Leo, Sinhon Lodin, Ahab of Besnu, Besnu, Shaman, Misme, Shiva Dacho, the Royal Mensch, the Alan of Dacho, she is in Israel. The Lomel in his palace of Shish, it was in Lame, she calls Shish, Shish, Shom, Besna of Israel, Harel, she is in Shaman, Shish. No to Mako, you may send the other day, you're like the Yavne, it's all in Jacob Matkum, he has been made. Omar Ramu, Nostal, Rish of Galace, Omalay, maybe Shalom Rabbi, the Salmudi, Rabbi the Hochmo, the Talmudi, Shaki Bauter's law. Why did he say Rabbi the Hochmo? Because at the end, Yeshua can see it to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, and I'm sorry, I'm Gamliel can see it to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri and to Rabbi Yeshua. That he made a mistake in accepting this, because he realized that it was astronomically impossible. Because Eskin Davo Shoven Yichsesar, because when the old moon appears for the last time as a thin crescent, so then it disappears completely, so it will take another 24 hours. Before it will appear as a thin crescent again. So he made a mistake. So he's happy. He learned something. But, Talmidi, because of the Kabbalah's name. So the reason is why Rabbi Akiva told him that he can do the Mochet on the 10th as of the 31st. Which is the 11th as of the 30th because of the special law. Atma fil shirikim, atma fil mizidim, atem, afilu muti. Atem afilu muti. Now, but suppose there had been a special series of pasuk of atma fil shirikim, Atma for Mizim, Atma for Mizim, then he wouldn't be allowed, and Yeshua wouldn't be allowed to carry on the day, on the 11th day, on the 10th day of the 31st, which is the 11th day of Pusar, on the 11th day of the 30th, which is the 10th day ends of the 31st of our good day. Now the Ramban, only by Jimmy Khidr is very special, the Ramban even if in an ideal level the mute happens to be right, but the aloha is like off. So that's why I use the expression on an ideal level, because actually it's not right, because I'm not his. But even though on an ideal level, so he's right, so then it's still a aloha of Acher Rabin Ba'as. Acher Rabin Ba'as. Right. Now, so he says, Ich hatte Arzt gesehen, wo ich die Idee der Vater ist und die, die mir nicht mehr in die Kach hatte mit zu tun. Und die Indien, die Noah, die Rabbi Yeshua, die Rabbi Gamliel, die Makikurin, die Chalmiel, die Rechbeine, die mich hier Huska, die mich sehr verschissen. So, the same way as Rabbi Yeshua had to carry on the keeper of his house of the family, because that's how Rabbi Gamliel, the world best in Paschal. So he's also here too, in any minyato, because he's also in Kaladoa, she had here of a young Israel, after him of a mutual slayer of our fellowship. So he mentions the analogy with Aloha Atma Pershim, Atma Pershim, Atma Pershim. But then there is a question, so why does Rabbi Akiva have to mention the name? Especially since I cost the application of Hedesh. The implication being that if he didn't involve him in Shachedesh, so then he wouldn't be able to carry on the keeper that is the Pershim. Without the Zazakos. I was also called the watch and I thought, I mean, you smell. After I know how you meet you, smell about smelling. The answer is, the Ramban mentions that is the idea. But there is a big difference between the aloha of the Sosan Kaldrash and the Yomu smell after I know how you meet you, smell about smelling, and the Dino Patna for me, Zidin Matu, Shady Matu. Now the Ramban says, the Sifri says, Afiloim Muhammadu Smeir Bal Smeir. So that means that even when Bez Nagodu makes a mistake, but if Bez Nagodu passes the way of his mistake, so then it becomes Buddha. It becomes Buddha. So why does the mission here say, the first mission here is that the Tahir of Bez and Shechir of Mutter, and then Moloch HaYochid, he also appeared. He knew that Bez Nagodu made a mistake. So then he's highly called. But why is he highly called? The answer is true. But if Bez Nagodu is chizya from its psak, and Bez Nagodu ultimately concedes that he made a mistake, then it nullifies the Oye retroactively. That's why the Mishnah says in Elias that if Yochid, who knew that Bez Nagodu made a mistake, and if he ate chilev, so because of the psak of Bez Nagodu, he's chayav. But why isn't it Keter? Or Keterim on Mishu's mail? Because here we are dealing with the case where Bez Nagodu ultimately was chayzer and considered the means. So here, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Amriel ultimately considered to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua that he made a mistake. So Melee, if there hadn't been a special Zazakosu of Atma Toshedi Mata Tuzi Mata Tuzi, then he would be, it would have nullified the Roya in the Shakirish in Afriya. But there is a special Zazakosu of Atma Toshedi Mata Tuzi Mata. Even if ultimately the best realizes the main mistake. But in Kavatel Kolev, if Bez Nagodu is Chizir, then it nullifies the Mafia the Yehoi. But if it is not right there, it doesn't. So there are the royal names. And even though Rav Shmai is guided in many mistakes, but that was the Hotsna Bea. The Shoshan Tavora, the Hotsna Bea, the Hotsna Bea, the Hotsna Bea, the Hotsna Bea, the Now the same thing is what is true of a mistake that there's Nagodo who make it in at all. So it's also true of Miladaume and Miladaume's base. And Miladaume's base. Suppose there's Nagodo in Pasti, who in Pasti, a certain era is proper, and the past in a certain era is proper because the Nagodo was fed false information and they passed in that way. So then, and best, so if there's Nagodo will be Chizea, the same there's Nagodo will be Chizea, so then to nullify the Roy, the Mafia, put it in Chizea. So then, even those who know that there's Nagodo passing on the basis of false information, but they will be allowed to carry. It only applies to the Nagodo or to Chachmei HaKabbalah, not to other deities. So it doesn't apply. So Mele, there's the Pshat in the Hashem. Now, only if we find if a certain masere of Shalom Yechabia Gitfo, so of Chazal serve as the basis of a certain Yehoyeva. So the male of the deep, say, in regard to Chathos, Shemot from Maton Achas, so is Yot. So Mele, we say, even though our Masera is different, that our Masera, however, like it is different. No, and we are not obligated to succumb to their Masera. Our Masera is different. We accepted the Masera of Aram ben Moshe, and Aram ben Moshe held on the basis of this that he instructed that in the previous generations most of the Torahs headed that way. Kindness is a chosah. So maybe we should say that it is a chosah. Because of the Talma Seder, we don't have to succumb to the Maseder of the previous generation. Our Maseder was that was the Maseder of the previous generation too. In the previous generation too. So that was the Maseder. But if a certain deal was declared, so Mele, even assuming that Rabbi Shmaya is Galia, that our Masera is the correct one, since a certain deen was declared by the Chachmei HaKabbalah on the basis of the Shalom Tukhabi Yitro, so Mele, Daloch is like that. And the Sfator has to be written. Unless Chazal themselves would have been Chazal. But Chazal themselves would have been Chazal. And the Pesach. Masha'im came, if the Masera was only the basis of the Be'adah, so then we don't have to change our Masera, correct our Sfatoros. Our Sfatoros, because our Masera is a Mibareh against everybody else's. But if a certain demon is going to fight, this is what I mean. Now, yes, I just want to tell you tomorrow. So you just be ready. Be ready. You know, in a long time, I think, though, I didn't tell you to do anything, but you just should finish up after the mission that from down there.
Your idea, Ashir Ches and Benos Kusim by the Rosh Hashiva, Chav Zayin Tammuz Etov Shemem Hei,
July 16, 1985. I mean, are we assuming that the Kusim are Hoshud and the Isamido just like that?
The Kusim are also from. They don't do a zero basis.
Omar Gifford Daloye bin Isuishon. In other words, it's not that every Kusim is Hoshud. And these are ignorance. But those who are married out of ignorance, they might be bailing out of ignorance, not intending to be the unusual. The English things are called down be down. In other words, why are they possibly bailing this? Because they are very full, so they are machmir, above the deen. In other words, they are mitame every mar. The halacha declares only mar odim, odim or shochet. But shiorech, yellow, green, you know, is not tame. But they say is that every mar is tame. So, Tanya, Omar Abmeya, in English, it's all called down, be down, taconic daily. So, in other words, so why are we anticipating the possibility that they're needed? They are so full, so, on the contrary, so it doesn't matter. Hello, Shere is the modem, and machine is easily done. In other words, the Lohi is now, I'm discussing now the rice. Because today, every needle is also in the daily. It's a constant hum. But I'm in the right level. So the needle is a needle, it's over, it's a zobo. So if she sees down in the male needle, so she doesn't have to count 17 days. Suppose she saw down on a Sunday. And so then she counts 7 days. And Mitzoy Shabbos, the following Mitzoy Shabbos, she can be developed and be retired the Bible. Even though she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But then on Shabbos, it stopped. She stopped reading. So then, she can be developed Mitzoy Shabbos and be retired the Bible. If on Sunday, she saw the money. But suppose on Sunday she saw something that is yellow, on Monday it was yellow, on Tuesday it was yellow, and on Wednesday it was red. So then the 7 days have to be reckoned as of Wednesday, and she'll be able to be developed only the following Tuesday night. But they are so firm that they treat a yellow mare just like a red mare. So even though on Sunday it was yellow, and only on Wednesday it started to be red, so they'll start counting from Sunday, and she'll be developed Mitzvah Shabbos, when I begin, it's in the midst of the 7 days. So then the bylaw will have a din of a bayonido. This is what he says. Elo Shalei is Damodei, Umashvini Seisei, that shows, that's a good example, that Kol HaMeisid Greya, when somebody is lazy, and the halacha is in effect, in the long run, he will be greya. Dorachea. So, one pshat is, one reason is why the kusim are possibly bailing days is because the yesh is out of dam vidam. Then there's another reason as to why the kusim can be considered as bailing days. Because they say, yeshep is sekes bay, say frose minyan shiva. Yeshep is sekes bay, say frose minyan shiva. That now that in other words, al-din according to the halacha, so a nidah, if again, if she saw damodi on Sunday, so she starts counting 7 days, even if she keeps on, bleeding every day, as long as on the seventh day she stops, so then she can be developed on the eighth day. This is the halacha of the Rabbis. So, that's me. By Zohar, if she sees down in the middle, but suppose she sees down in the door, so then you pay on the house level. So if she sees one day, so she never sees another day, she has to count one clean day. If she sees 2 days in succession, so she still has to count only one clean day. But if she sees 3 days in succession, in the Nisibo, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, then she becomes his other day left. And she has to make a hefsek tare, and then if she makes a hefsek tare, let's say Tuesday before Shkia, and it's clean, so then Wednesday is the first day of the Zion Key, but only Wednesday. Suppose she saw down Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, and then she made at 9 o'clock Tuesday morning, she made the Hefsek Tare because she was free. She cannot start counting the balance of the Tuesday day, is the first day of Zion Key. But the Kusim, they say, Miktsas Hayein Kikule, Mimele, if she saw us, they think that if a woman in Zibet, so down on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday early in the morning, right at the 6 o'clock in the morning. And then she made the Hefsek Tare at 9 o'clock in the morning, and she's clean. So then she starts counting, according to the Kusim, she can start the Tuesday day as the first day of the Zion Niki. In other words, they apply the concept of Mitzvah Zayin Kikulei, Ligabei, Tchilas Aminyan. Now, we also have a concept of Nisayim Kikule in many areas. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even in the area of Zobet, there is a lot of Nisayim Kikule. But no one states that the Alev Hashem Bungao applies a concept, not in one panel, applies a concept of Nisayim Kikule, Ligabei, Tchilas Aminyan. Rabbi Yossi in Tzochim Gapibeis, so Rabbi Yossi applies the concept of Mitzvah Zayin Kikule Ligabei Seifam. What does it mean Seifam? In other words, if a woman was a Zobedeh, if a woman was a Zobedeh, and she counted Zayin Ki 7 clean days, and then On the seventh day, she made the Hefsek Tare, and she was clean, So then, and she can be developed, and suppose she was with the husband after the tefillah. But then, let's say she made the Hefsek Tare, She made that siktara on the seventh day at 9 o'clock in the morning. And he was asleep. So then she was with the husband at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. But then at 5 in the afternoon, she saw Dam again. So the Rabbonim say, the Rabbonim of Rabbis say that he says Salima prayer, and the Tfilah is no Tfilah, nothing, as if she didn't have, as if she didn't count it 17 days. And Rabbi Yehesi says, no, she either on the right level, she's not Mitamima Freya, but only Mikanulab. Why? Because the Yehesi holds Mitzasayim Tikule. So Mele, inasmuch as on the seventh day, the beginning of the day, so it was clean, so Mele, she made the Ezitare at 9 o'clock, and she was there. So Mele, that Mitzas, and she was developed. So the beginning of the seventh day is considered as a complete day. Then when she sees down, so she's Naomi Khan Lahaban Yaisala. So this is the Machlekes in Psochim and Psochim Dach Pideis, I think, in Nozi of Dach Chob Zion. Between Rabbon and Rabbeisi is whether we say by Zobe mitzvah ayim before. But that's in the case Rabbon say no, even though according to Rabbon, Midrash says she can be tigalis in the morning, and if she doesn't see Dam later on in the day, so then it's determined in Mafreya that she was interested in Midrash and her husband, but it's contingent upon her not seeing down later in the morning. According, if she does see, so it's mitam, she's mitam or mafreya. According to Rabbi Yehesi, midrash is not mitam or mafreya, because we say mitzayim. So all the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, they all has the kashe. Here the Gemara says, the Kusim, they apply the concept of Mitzrayim for the implication being only the Kusim, but there is no Tane. But here we see that Rabbi Yehesi himself applies the concept of Mitzrayim for the
Because
that's Aloha, but it's contingent according to Rabbanon. The effectiveness of the Tfilah is contingent upon the not seeing down later on in the day. And if she does see, so then she becomes Mafreya. And the Tfilah, no Tfilah is nothing. And she has to start counting 7 clean days anew from the beginning. But Kadesi applies the concept of Mishayim. So Tesfes and the Ramban and the Rashbor and the Bufor and the Ram, they all Pe'echor give the same terms. And they say Rabbi Yehesi only applies a concept of Mitzrayim Tikulei by Zope in respect to Sofam, but not in respect to Tchilas. That's if a woman counted 17 days, let's say she saw Damni Mizibes Sunday, Monday, and then she made the Epsektare on Tuesday before she came. She was clean. So she started to count Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday morning, she made the Epsektare. She was clean. So she was to Dallas. And then she was with her husband. And then later on, before she came, she saw them again. So according to Rabbanon, she and her husband, the Mafreya, were either in Sakoras. According to Rabbi Yehesi, no. Midrash said they were never no Isa. So he applies the concept of Mitzrayim Tikulei לגבי סעיף המניין, לגבי דחצנן די הדזיין איתי, מה שאין כן לקוצים היא, so they apply the concept of מצלים כקולי, vis-a-vis the trism. In other words, if she saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, early in the morning, and then she made the exit tire at 9 o'clock in the morning and she was screened, so Tuesday can be considered as the first day in the Gabitrilasamin. The Gabitrilasamin, there is no Tanit who applies the concept of Mishanim, only the Gabitrilasamin. That's the Teretz by Ovashi. However, there is one issue. That's the case of Sosh, an Audubon. He says the thing of an Audubon, that Rabbi Yisi would say, Mitzayim Kulei, not only vis-a-vis the Sifan, but even vis-a-vis the Tzchilasam. And according to Rabbi Yisi, on a price level, of course, on a practical level, there is no opinion because we are Abonon. This is made in Tamil Nadu, but on the highest level, according to Rabbi Yisi, if she saw down in Zibbe, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she stopped Tuesday morning, so the Tuesday day in the Raise can be counted as the first day of the language. Can it? In the Hanami, the Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Misha Yisi Kule, the Gavit Chil Samni and Tu, and in the highest level, like the Kushi. But that's Ishtas Yoch. It's only the Osh. All the other Shemim are Chilik and the Osh. And the Osh are Atman. So here the Gemara is it. The Baracha, Yishet, the second thing, Simposti Yishet. Now you'll find the pieces of Osh here now the Gemara. I don't want to go over inside because I take too much time, but you'll see that the Osh has that you. Rashi. Otto Kule Billy Nisimu, Boyke Pnui, in the Ishbis of Kodambi Dam, Shin Reis, the Tommy Ventoya, Shin Reis, Kodambi Dam, Shin Reis, the Tommy Ventoya, the Sheriff of Zion, the Doso, she is from Nonom, she is from the Mara Dam, the King Zion, the Pony Daily Lab, our Aces came. In the Macy's, many is Ellen Maria Bishema, Tishon Washington, וזהו כלכור, that's the answer, שרי אדם עודי ומשלימוסי אדם יורד, כי אם רואה עשו יורד לא המסונדה, סבורו שהיא מיור, וכשסטארץ קאונטים ומיין ממנו זה אין יומים כמסונדה, וכשרי בחמיש שלו, and if she sees דם עודי only on Thursday, אין משמר עשו שני יומים להשלים, Friday and Shabbos, להשלים זין לרעושה ראשונה, והיא צריכה לנס מרעי השנייה. יאים שפיסק את בן, כי שירי הגימו ריצוקים לאח הזין ינידה, בהה וזובה, ופיסק את בן זה היין, סיפרס איסי קצת היין של הערב, למי אנשים הנקים, בנן זין נקים.